Network. We are already into hour number four. I'm going to continue with your phone calls, and Webster Tarpley will be with us about 30 minutes. By the way, I forgot to print it. Will you print me the headline? I just want to have the article he wrote. It's detailed, huge bibliography. Was Fort Hood shooter Patsy and Drill? That's close to the headline. Was Fort Hood Patsy? Was Fort Hood shooter a Patsy and Drill? I need that for Webster coming up. Then I'm going to play a clip from The Watchmen. I'll just talk about Watchmen today. The New World Order has its Watchmen. This is deep Illuminati teaching. We're going to play this on air and expose these bastards for what they are. Let's go ahead and go back to the phone calls. Let's talk to Gabe in New York. Gabe in New York, you're on the air. Thank you for holding.
Hi, Alex Jones, Gabriel. I sent you those photos on the caller from last week. I sent those photos to Aaron at InfoWars with the troops with the 30 caliber machine guns on Jones Beach. They're basically walking around the boardwalk. The photos are very self-explanatory. I wrote up a little
What is
thing
the title of your article and what address did you send it to? I want to pull them and get them to Kurt and him.
I sent it to Aaron at InfoWars.com. If you
and what's the title?
It's Jones Beach military 30 caliber machine gun.
Okay, guys, can I have a pen? My pen's this. Oh, here's one. It's on the floor. Okay, so the title's Jones Beach, 30
cal. Yeah, it's pretty self-explained in the photos. I also had a couple other points I wanted to get across that I think are important. Here's what the New World Order is. If you understand the system, people, the new listeners on the show, it's the combination of risk, monopoly, and chess. You combine those three principles, those three games, and you'll understand what the system is. The individuals, however, to understand them, you have to understand history, patterns, and psychology. And what is their psychology? Their psychology is being sociopaths, highly paranoid, psychopaths, addictive personalities, obsessive-compulsive, hyper-competitive, calculated, control freaks, and in some cases, pedophiles. I've seen that, and they believe in that.
Well, yeah, they use criminal guilds and secret criminal guilds of compromised people, and pedophiles are one of that's always been that way with Satanists and people throughout history. Even before they called it Satanism, it was all about sacrificing children because the state and the priest class demands our most pure and innocent. It's a war against innocence, but yes, the pedophile guilds are very near the top of the pyramid.
That's what they believe. They also believe in this idea called if I can't have it, no one can. In other words, they'll destroy the world.
All of their philosophy, I have that in Endgame, all these top transhumanists say, if we can't control the world, we will destroy it. Lenin wrote that. You really know your stuff, Gabe.
The thing, here's their game. You want to understand their game? Their game is an aristocratic game where people are mere playthings. Remember the American Revolutionary War with the battlefields? How it looked like a big board game, how the troops would be lined up shooting each other. And why did they do that? Because they wanted to be gentlemanly-like. And we have to remember what their ideas come from. They come from British royalty. So
remember David Gergen, White House advisor to four administrations, got in my face and said, you sneaking into Bohemian Grove wasn't very gentlemanly.
My friend loved that clip. He said that was the best thing he ever saw in his life. And as far as these people are going, you got to remember what the elite are like. They're basically of British royalty, and they believe in being
They're basically
very
a bunch of decadent, sickening, hyper-intelligent control freaks. And I don't like what they're doing to me and my family and other people. And I don't like them going after innocent people, and I'm sick of their garbage.
That's why they're openly honest about what they're doing. They want us to know what they're doing so they can justify everything they're doing. And in many ways,
and then they say, exactly, we admit what we're doing, but then we lie about it, because if you're profane and deserve to be destroyed, then we admit it to you, but then deny it. It's a mind game to say, well, we told you we're going to do this, now we're going to launch our PSYOP. Now we're going to lie to you. You're absolutely, listen, you should start calling in a few times a week to the new caller line, 512-646-4444. You're so good, Gabe, but we might play a minute clip of you ranting about something on the news every day, because you absolutely are on target. You're a fellow after my own mind. And we really appreciate you. That's a good caller right there. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Webster Griffin Tarpley is an amazing author. He is a big part of Fall of the Republic, my newest film, and the Obama Deception. He is a doctor of history, a doctor of economics. And we always really respect his analysis and breakdown. He's an invaluable resource for all of us that want to know the truth and cut through the fog. In fact, he's had one of the best-selling 9/11 books. We actually sell it at InfoWars.com, only the best, what we offer at InfoWars.com on the online video bookstore. 9/11 Synthetic Terror. How 9/11 was manufactured with patsies, dupes, moles. And when you understand the methodology and pattern of why they use drills, why they use moles, why they use patsies, this is a lot of this has been declassified. You can understand it. Now, we're 2 weeks plus almost two weeks into the murders at Fort Hood, Texas. Major Hassan of Fort Hood, a patsy and a drill gone live? Is a detailed article. We appreciate Webster sending it to us for publishing at InfoWars.com. It is a huge article. More than, 18, 19 pages? A huge bibliography, all mainstream news sources. So with us in this segment, the next, and part of the segment after that, then I'm doing my breakdown of The Watchmen, is Webster Griffin Tarpley, specifically on this subject. Webster, it's great to have you on. Thanks for coming on short notice.
Thank you, Alex, and thank you for the kind words.
Well, the truth is the truth. Veritas must be trumpeted. Webster, I'm going to try to sit back because we don't have a lot of time with you today. Go through your article, break it down, maybe first explain them. Well, you know how to explain it, but I would imagine it'd be good if you explained how Patsy's dupes, drills are used over and over again. We see the same fingerprints completely. I mean, really overdone here. And your basic breakdown on what you believe really happened at Fort Hood and then why they did it. Webster Tarpley.
Thank you, Alex. You've already said the most important premise, I guess, which is there's a method to these things. And once you know the method, you can recognize them, I think, relatively easily. False flag terrorism or these kinds of provocations that are dished up by intelligence agencies involve the use of, first of all, the patsy. That would be somebody like Lee Harvey Oswald or Muhammad Atta or Cho, the shooter there at Virginia Tech more recently.
Tim McVeigh.
The Bong, Sirhan, James Earl Ray. These are the patsies. These are the fall guys, and they're going to be demonized based on the group they represent or the political view they represent. But generally, you look at these people, they're low-grade subjects. They often don't know what's going on around them. Sometimes they're psychotics, they're fanatics, they're dupes, they're drugged, they're brainwashed. You have to look a bit.
They're always screwed up ding-dongs.
Yes, right. And but always getting noticed, but always not, always getting away with it. Always doing egregious, crazy things, but never having sanctions.
And we have that here. He's saying all these horrible things, worshiping suicide bombers, the FBI, CIA. He tried to contact Al-Qaeda. He didn't know he was contacting
the
CIA.
He's a soldier of Allah. He wants to get people put on trial for war crimes. But you have to look deeper. The mole, right? Inside the government, there's a private network. It's not a government network. I call it a Wall Street network. Call it a rogue network. It's an Anglo-American intelligence network. And this has its own separate agenda. And they try to make sure that the patsies don't get rounded up. Until the event occurs, the mole wants to make sure that the patsy is left free, because otherwise you can't blame him if he's
so
in
that's
jail.
Evidence one that, as usual, like 9/11, like McVeigh, like Sirhan, like Lee Harvey Oswald, they always protect the minion.
Until it happens. And then, of course, they round them up right away, because then they've got to come up with a scapegoat. And then, of course, we have the technicians, the people that you don't see, who actually have the physical technical capability of bringing about the events, the people who wired the buildings for controlled demolition or who really did the shooting there in Dealey Plaza in Dallas way back when. So you've got to look at it from this point of view. And the other thing that you've said, extremely important, the drills. Always look for drills. Anybody talking about a drill going on at the same time, a drill that looks sort of like what happened, that can indicate that a drill has gone live, been taken live, or been flipped live. So that's essentially it. And, of course, the brainwashing role of the controlled Wall Street media, always an important thing. So I start with this basically saying, look, don't focus immediately on Major Hassan. Focus on the fact that we have multiple eyewitnesses at Fort Hood who give interviews to ABC and CBS and the Miami Herald and the Austin TV. And they all say, we thought we were in a drill, a drill, a drill, a drill. Now, that's just a subjective impression, but it means that these are experienced combat soldiers, many of them, and they've been through this before, that the military is always doing drills, right? They do the red team and the blue team. They drill everything that they would normally do in combat operations or whatever it is. And in this case, you want to know why Hassan might have gone to this event with a gun. He may have known what he was doing. He may have gone with criminal intent. But then again, he may have been just a psychotic patsy dupe who walked into what he thought was a drill. You can look at the 9/11 hijackers. Most of them thought they were going to be actors in a drill. And they were in a drill until the drill went live. And I think
that's been confirmed. Confirmed they were trained at U.S. bases on that's admitted, folks. Go ahead.
And then, of course, we've got this 25-plus drills operations that were completed just before 9/11, ongoing the morning of the 9/11 is the majority of them, or in the advanced stages of planning. So The other thing then is to look for these strange anomalies and contradictions. For example, the news reports during the entire afternoon of this Fort Hood tragedy, which is, of course, a tragic event, we were told there were three shooters, that there was one killed and there were two others in custody. And this is the kind of stuff that comes out at the beginning, right? You've always got to go and get screenshots of what happens very early on, because after a while, this stuff gets expunged and people forget about it because the media is focusing on Hassan. But we were told that there were two other shooters. Where are they? We were told that there were two shooting incidents, one at this readiness center, but another one at this place called the Howes Theater, which is a theater on the Army post. But now the other two shooters have disappeared from the narrative as of about 10 o'clock that evening.
And we're told that he was killed for 6 hours.
Right. That's the other thing about Patsies, of course, is they always do things that are physically impossible. And I guess the ultimate of physical impossibility is to come back from the dead. But we find now that Lieutenant General Cohn, the base commander, had pronounced Hassan dead, but then brought him back to life in that same press conference at about 9 or 10 o'clock in the evening of the day of the shooting. So all of this makes us extremely suspicious. And then, of course, we can look at Hassan and look at his profile. Does he fulfill this feature of the patsy that he's got to get noticed? He's got to be egregious. For example, we have this PowerPoint presentation by Hassan, and this takes us way back into 2008, I think, in the spring.
And by the way, people are being court-martialed for criticizing Bush or Obama just slightly, but he's running around doing things that no one would be allowed to do.
Right. He gives this slideshow where he says, "We love death more than you love life." All right. This is ID format Al-Qaeda speak. This is what U.S. intelligence thinks comes out of the mouth of Al-Qaeda. And, of course, remember, Al-Qaeda is this CIA Arab Legion, a group of patsies, a group of terrorists and so forth, but run by the Anglo-American intelligence. But we see Hassan getting away with all kinds of crazy, outrageous things. He apparently, now the latest news is that he has business cards saying that he's a soldier of Allah. He wants to get other soldiers court-martialed based on what they've told him in his psychiatric interviews.
The way they would set this guy up, one of many, was tell him, "Oh, you're undercover looking for extremists. Oh, again, we've seen this in the past."
Yes, he maybe thought he was a double agent, but of course he's got to be a double agent who's not that smart. And indeed, among his supervisors, and this is all right down the road here, between the Bethesda complex, where you have the National Institutes of Health and the National Uniformed Services.
He comes out of the same Blacksburg University that the other shooter was produced out of.
Right, the Cho. He's got the Cho pedigree. The thing about Hassan that's interesting is, up to now, Islamic fundamentalist terrorists, so-called, come in groups. They have a communitarian, social aspect to them. But now this is the first time that I know of, since Sirhan, in which time this was a...
of a lone wolf.
The lone wolf, but the Islamic fundamentalist lone wolf. The troubled loner who's got the Quran in his hand, allegedly, and is fighting jihad. So that's a first. So that brings together the Atta kind of guy with the Cho. In other words, Cho is somebody who comes out of psychiatric clinics, and so does Hassan. But Hassan comes
out
of...
But we see that with Sirhan and McVeigh. They always have this psychiatric background.
Yes, but again, now Islamic. So the question is, the supervisors at Walter Reed Army Hospital, which is... Walter Reed, of course, is not quite part of that Bethesda thing, but it's just a few miles away. They have a meeting where they ask, is Major Hassan a psychotic? And, of course, the answer to that is yes. The big question then is, here is somebody who almost automatically has to have at least a secret-level security clearance. Any Army officer, according to what I've been able to find, has to have at least a security clearance of secret. He may have had more. He may have had top secret. He may have had, you know, key and code, cosmic, NATO level, whatever, but at least secret. So the thing is, when you do these egregious things and say, "We love life more than you love death," that's when somebody's going to come and investigate you, if only for the security clearance.
Hey, if you have bad credit, you can't get a low-level security clearance.
Right.
He's running around saying, I love Al-Qaeda.
Right.
And they're just like, protecting, 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 protecting. And then you've got the drill being reported. Webster, stay there. We're going to finish up with the MO, what you believe really happened, and why they did this.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert urging you to go to fluscam.com and learn the secrets behind the current flu, who's behind it, the labs it came from, and the vaccine poisons. Learn why Barack Obama's science czar recommends vaccinations to sterilize people to reduce populations, and why OxySilver is making vaccinations and toxic antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well saving lives and money, protecting you and your family, it has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's Defense Capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of Defense Capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4, GOOD. Good. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at healforgood.com. That's healforgood.com.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone.
Webster Tarpley, our guest. Okay, Webster, continue from the point we left off at.
One of the things that are interesting is that Major Hassan is exchanging emails with this character, Al-Laki. And Al-Laki is obviously a kind of Pied Piper for patsies. He was a patsy minder for Hani Hanjour. That's the Pentagon pilot, supposedly, if you believe that he could do those feats of flying, which is completely impossible.
Yeah, all the top pilots have said it's a complete fraud. Go ahead.
Al-Laki also a part of entrapping the Fort Dix Six, as well as this group of dupes in Toronto who took delivery of all that fertilizer, right, from the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. So Awlaki is obviously a provocateur. Now,
and it goes on and on and on and on, and Al-Qaeda was admittedly set up by the CIA. Brzezinski, I mean, it's incredible.
We also have that there is this Joint Terrorism Task Force where the information about Hassan exchanging emails with Awlaki, the Patsy Pied Piper, this was made available, but between the FBI and the Defense Criminal Investigation Service, they decided that this was not relevant and that the commanding officer of the base there at Fort Hood should not be told. So you have all of this. The other thing is, just like Muhammad Atta, Hassan cannot be a Muslim. Hassan is someone who goes to strip clubs. He frequents the Stars strip club there in Killeen, Texas. He buys lap dances. He comes in with a six-pack of beer and drinks some of it and gives the rest to the strippers. Like Atta, he prefers blondes. Remember, Atta was cohabiting with this woman.
And by the way, that means it's really a raunchy club, because in Texas, the ones where you bring your own liquor in are the totally nude.
Okay. Well, that's where he goes. So he's been there at least two or three times during the month of October. So this is a complete, it's a complete farce. Now, in terms of what happened, I can't tell you exactly what happened. There are at least two scenarios. One is that Hassan is simply a psychotic dupe who is told that he's going to take part in a drill, because based on this and the testimony from these soldiers, these drills are done on an ad hoc basis. They're frequent, and they can come up at any time.
And they're on record believing it was a drill. They all thought that.
They said, you know, it was what we've been through before. They do this all the time. We have drills. They thought they were rubber bullets. So Hassan might have thought, hey, I'm going to go and be an actor in a drill today. I'm going to play the Islamic fundamentalist who opens fire. So, of course, he's going to get up on a chair and yell, Allahu Akbar, because that's the script. But then the technicians show up, and the technicians would be other shooters who actually are capable of efficient shooting, right? More than 100 shots. That's too much for one person, I think. Even if he's surrounded by unarmed soldiers, those are still combat veterans. They can tackle him or come after him or whatever it is. The other possibility is that Hassan has been put through Clockwork Orange brainwashing, and that takes us back to Virginia Tech, Blacksburg, Virginia. There's something going on at Blacksburg.
And by the way, that exists. That's been declassified. That stuff is real.
Right, and we know that we've seen Cho kill 32 people plus himself. We also had, at the same Virginia Tech campus, a Chinese graduate student had her head cut off. She was.
Oh, and I got to stop you. This was confirmed. We first reported it here from students that live there. They kept having Marine Corps drills with the Marine Corps ROTC of shooting drills and takeovers, and people thought that that was happening again.
Very, very, very interesting. And then, of course, there was also recently two murders at Virginia Tech in August. So Virginia Tech is one strange place. So that would be the possibility that Major Hassan had been put through some kind of heavy-duty Clockwork Orange brainwashing so that he was a Manchurian candidate, and if you tell him the code word, he starts shooting. That's possible. But even there, he could be like Sirhan Sirhan. All indications are Sirhan Sirhan really had a gun and really shot, but that wouldn't have been enough. In other words,
and by the way, the L.A. Police Department, for those that don't know, the coroner, they all said it was not the caliber that RFK was shot with. He was shot in the back. Turns out that guy was CIA. Other CIA people were photographed there. This is even mainstream news now that Sirhan was a patsy.
So the idea is that even if Hassan is a brainwashed patsy who goes there and shoots, to make sure that they get the effect, they've got other shooters who are much more capable, trained marksmen, professional killers.
Or he could just be a radical Muslim extremist that they guided and allowed to attack.
It's possible, though. I think that's probably the least likely.
But we know they knew, according to their own story, and let him do it.
Correct. So the question is, who in the defense the intelligence agency, who in the FBI, and who in this NIH Walter Reed uniformed services, who are the people who blocked any investigation or actions? Because those might be the moles.
And then the final question, why'd they stage it? Straight ahead, InfoWars.com has his article, Major Hassan at a Fort Hood, a patsy, and a drill gone wrong.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
I say I shot the sheriff, but that clearance was in self-defense.
You have to understand that in all of these events, when it's staged, it's the same M.O., the same handlers. The drill on 7-7, where the exact same trains, exact same bus were bombed at the exact same time, exact same locations. I played the clip earlier of Visor Consultancy head admitting the government hired him to do it. That way there's a smoke screen. That way if the patsies get caught by the wrong group, they just say it's part of a drill. That way if the operatives, the technicians get caught, they just say they were part of the drill. They use the drills to smoke screen the NSA and other compartments that may pick up the chatter. All right, we got about 4 or 5 minutes left here, Webster. The motive, obviously, morale's low in the military. Obama's launching a major escalation of 40,000 troops to the already 300,000 troop force of international U.S. and Afghan troops, 12 to 1 against the Taliban, i.e. anybody that doesn't pay their opium cut to the central banks. This is a way to relaunch the war, relaunch the idea that we're under attack, like the staged attack on the Pentagon on 9/11. Now, this is a way to reignite the fear. We've seen other patsies lately where the FBI recruits them, cooks the bomb, trains them, tries to get them to bomb buildings in Illinois and other states. Same replay, building up to another false flag, creating the illusion that we need to keep these wars going. Webster Tarpley, what's the modus operandi for this false flag?
I think for now, now the goals are two things. The first is that Obama is stalling. Obama really is dithering, and there really is a faction fight, I think, in the administration. You've got a faction in the State Department around this guy Eikenberry and Matthew Ho, who are saying, don't escalate, don't escalate. Matthew Ho is saying, get out. That represents a body of opinion in the State Department. You've even got Biden, who says, don't send more troops, just send more Predator drones. So I think the rogue network, meaning this Wall Street conglomerate, is saying, you know, let's push Obama into complete escalation. We want Obama as a warmonger. Remember, the goal of that is to break up Pakistan. If you break up Pakistan, you're threatening China, and you're also threatening Iran. So it's a geopolitics.
And notice this is all being launched right as the new show trial for the 9/11 patsies, where they admit they've been torturing and threatening to torture their children to get them to confess to building bombings where buildings didn't exist when they were arrested. Just totally made up.
The other thing, of course, is that Obama is worried about his own political future, and that does play a role, although not the major role.
But is this a test to test the waters for a bigger false flag?
It could be, but let me get to this point. Obama's basically saying, if I do this, I'm going to lose my whole left wing. And in fact, there's going to be an emergency anti-war demonstration here in Washington on December 12th in Lafayette Park at the White House. So Obama's going to hear protests through his own windows, which has been a rare event up to now. The other thing is that you have the anti-Obama opposition growing. The rogue network would like to endow that opposition with Islamophobia, hatred of Arabs, hatred of Muslims, and so forth. You look at what Limbaugh, Hannity, O'Reilly, Glenn Beck, and so forth are doing. This is now straight, you know, delirium of hatred against Islam. Now, a third level, maybe the higher level, is that we also have this dollar crisis going on, and there may be a group in the ruling elite that can control this rogue network saying, look, we've got to do something to save the dollar. Forget geopolitics. Let's look at the dollar. Let's have a big shooting incident in the Persian Gulf. Let's have the Straits of Hormuz closed. Let's have a catastrophe in terms of world oil supplies. That's going to be bad for China. That's going to be bad for Japan, and you'll have the flight to safety, the flight of all the hot money in the world into the dollar, which is the likely result of a crisis of that magnitude still today, they think at least.
And by the way, Reuters today, IMF head eyes global currency change, presses on yuan. The imperative of greater global currency stability means the world can no longer rely, as it's done since the end of the gold standard, on currency issued by a single country, the head of the IMF said on Tuesday. That's Dominique Strauss-Kahn, the Bilderberg Group member. And there's all this propaganda about how this has got to happen. Webster, this is too important. Let me have the guys talk to you off air for a part two on the dollar and your breakdown on the different options the controllers have and what cards you think they're going to play in the near future. But I really want to thank you for the amazing piece that you wrote and sent to us to post at InfoWars.com. Major Hassan on Fort Hood, a patsy and a drill gone live. You've only seen the tip of the iceberg with Webster in the last 30 minutes here. Be sure and visit InfoWars.com or WebsterTartley.com or the other sites to read this for yourself. Webster, let me put you on hold, have the crew talk to you. If you can come back on for another 30 minutes later on the week, just on the dollar, a separate subject.
Sure,
thank you so much for your penetrating
thank
analysis.
You.
All right. There goes Webster Griffin Tarpley. Shifting gears, I have a giant stack of news I haven't even blitzed yet. Speaking of the Taliban being a staged operation, the Times of London and others, MSNBC, reported on the airlift of evil in January and February of 2002, how 6,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda commanders were flown out to safety to Pakistan by the CIA. Generals and people would capture them, would be ordered to release them, and how they would be paid in gold. Here it is again yesterday, Times of London. Army tells its soldiers to bribe the Taliban. Give me a close shot for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Army tells its soldiers to bribe the Taliban with gold. And it says, give them bags of gold like the U.S. does. Give them bags of gold. Again, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, it's totally staged. The higher levels are just globalist mercenaries, and they've got little Muslim extremists that work for them. This is the facts. This is the history. Shifting gears now, I want to play a few minutes from the movie The Watchmen. When it was in theaters a few months ago, a big smash hit, I knew that the writer of the original comic strip is an admitted Illuminist and into high-level 33rd-degree masonry. And so I went to see the film. And the only thing we've edited out of this is some of the cussing. And under fair use, I'm going to play this so we can break down a few minutes of the film and analyze what's going on. But I'm going to talk more about this later in the week because we're running out of time and there's so much evidence on this front. But what we're dealing with here is revelation of the method. The elite believes in their own writings that they must tell you what they're going to do to you beforehand and that they must explain to you through fiction why they're doing what they're doing. It's just like in a sword fight with gentlemen when they say on guard or on guard. On guard, I'm about to attack you. On guard. I'm coming at you. On guard. Dean Haglund got a phone call. He was going to be in town, one of the stars of the X-Files, Lone Gunman, Fox TV. He calls me and he says, I want to come to town. The CIA came and gave us different plots for both of the TV shows. And the CIA basically told Chris Carter to produce a show where a hijacked jet is flown to the World Trade Center by a secret group inside the military-industrial complex, a rogue group, a mole group. They remote control the jet. They use drills of hijackings and a terror drill to make NORAD stand down, to fly the plane into the World Trade Center, to blame it on Islamist terrorists so they can invade Afghanistan. Now, this aired 6 months before 9/11. We played it many times. Just Google Lone Gunman episode 9/11. It's all over YouTube. It's all over everywhere. Or you can go to Best Buy or wherever and buy the one-year series of The Lone Gunman, the episode, 10 episodes, and you can watch it in high quality. We actually bought a copy of it. There's hundreds of these examples. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. Where they tell you what they're going to do. They had oil storm, again, 6 months before Katrina. The mayor was even part of the production where it hits, it floods, it martial law happens. We know they have weather control systems. I've interviewed the creator of it, Ben Livingston, meteorologist. They're now admitting all this. Weather control is being admitted by the White House science czar, John P. Holdren. But, look, it goes on and on. The issue here is psychopaths love to brag. They love to taunt the police. They love to toy with people. This is their modus operandi. Now, when you go watch this two-hour film, and don't show it to children, it's very violent, especially the director's cut, the widescreen edition, but you should watch it because when I walked out of the theater, almost everyone was saying, I don't get it, I don't understand it. I saw review after review after review that said, no one understands this. This would be like showing someone 2 plus 2 equals 4 and they don't understand it. They explain in the movie that this Mandamus character, who's like the Luciferian enlightened one, that he stages terror attacks and blows up all these world cities, killing millions and millions of people, so that the world will come together for a world government. And he admits they staged World War I, World War II, the Cold War. It's all staged to bring in this one world government so there'll be total peace. Now, the only true superhero in it, Dr. Manhattan, who can create planets, do whatever he wants, be anywhere in the universe, he is trying to stop whoever's blowing up U.S. cities until he finally catches his former partner. And that's the scene we're going to play where he catches him and he explains, I had to do it to create unity. And then Dr. Manhattan says, oh, you're right, I understand. And the moral person, Rorschach, who goes out and kills child molesters and people, he's the bad guy at the end. And they go, yes, you're trying to stop child molesters. That's earlier in the movie. You are the bad one. You don't like raping children and dogs eating their rotten bodies. You are bad. And Dr. Manhattan kills him.
This is a day we shall never forget. And yet we go forward to defend the human race and all that is good and just in our world. Thank you. God bless us all.
Do you see? Two superpowers retreating from war. I've saved the Earth from hell. We both have. This is as much your victory as it is mine. Now we can return. Do what we are meant to.
We were meant to exact justice. Everyone's gonna know what you've done.
Well then, by exposing me, you would sacrifice the peace only died for today.
Peace based on a lie.
But peace, nonetheless.
He's right. Exposing Adrian would only doom the world to nuclear destruction again.
No. We can't do this.
On Mars. You taught me the value of life. If we hope to preserve it here, we must remain silent.
Keep your own secrets.
Don't even think about it.
Rorschach!
Wait.
Never compromise. Not even in the face of Armageddon. That's always been the difference between us, Daniel.
Myself feel every death, see every innocent face I've murdered to save humanity. You understand, don't you?
Without condoning or condemning. I understand.
A world united in a peace that had to be sacrificed.
You haven't idealized mankind, but you've deformed it. You mutilated it. That's your legacy.
Out of my way. People have to be told.
You know I can't let you do that.
Suddenly you discover humanity.
He's dead. There's the beautiful Rorschach pattern of his blood and guts, the beauty, the artwork of Dr. Manhattan. And Dr. Manhattan is being blamed for all these cities worldwide and tens of millions dead, blamed by his former partner that actually staged the terror attacks to bring the world together with the outside threat. And that's why the Pentagon staged 9/11. They think it's beautiful and good they killed 3,000 people. So they can have their world government to bring you peace. That's why they gave nukes to North Korea. That's why they gave nukes to Pakistan. That's why they create Saddam and bin Laden. So they can be the good guy that saves you from all of it. But that's only one level. But this is still very high-level Illuminati New World Order programming. The dark side reaching out to you at a subconscious level. The general public having no idea the high-level ritual they've just been part of. not understanding it, wandering out of the movie theater saying, I didn't get that. They staged the terror attacks to bring in world government. Just as Kissinger says in real documents, they have to stage events, stage crises. This is the reality of the new world order. This is what they're doing. This is what they're setting up. This is why they kill us. This is why they do everything. And Rorschach is the bad guy. He doesn't like them murdering children. He doesn't like child molesters. He's the bad guy. The message is he's the bad guy because he has morals. And if you watch the whole movie, he is the bad guy. He is the evil person. And that's how the globalists are. We talked to Dr. Pianca, the local guy that says 90% of the public have to be killed by airborne Ebola. He says, oh, I'm very sad that my family and I have to die. You know, it's the same thing of, oh, I'm very sad that we all have to die, but it's what we have to do to save the earth. We got to do something for the earth when it's all a fraud. This is their pure evil. This is their corruption. This is what they're doing. This is how they're throwing it in your face like you're morons. They're going to bring in world government and kill 80 to 90% of us in their own government textbooks like eco-science. You better wake up, you better realize what's going on, and you better understand they've warned you. World government is only the beginning. Once they have it in place, you're as dead as a doornail through soft kill weapons.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored caps come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
We're going to have open phones again tomorrow. Tons of news blitzing. We're taking this radio transmission to the next level. But I wanted, at the end of the radio show today, because gold went up above $1,140, It's just rising, rising, rising to have Ted up. He has a few of the gold items left, very few, at the $1,000 level. That is, he bought into the market when it was 140 something bucks lower than it is now, so he can pass on those savings. Some of the other stuff went up to around $1,050. Still $90-plus dollars under what the market is. You're not going to find deals like this, ladies and gentlemen. Ted is a big gold broker. He gives these specials to my listeners because he's a patriot. And he loves to be competitive. He's a free market guy, 110%. Again, I told you to buy gold when it was 280, 300, 400, 500, 600, 700, 850, 900, 1,000. It just goes up and up because they're devaluing the dollar. You need to physically hold silver and gold. Ted, tell people today's offer.
What I have going today are the things that I offered from yesterday, the $10 liberties at $818.50. I have $20 liberties at $16.32. I still have Lakotas. Right now they're currently at $222.44. Walking Liberty halves at $869. British Sovereigns right now are at 325. They just went up from 299, and the francs went from 246 to 263. So congratulations to all of you who have picked those up, but the rest of the market's moving. There are a few other items that I have. I don't have enough to mention it because people are going to call up. It's going to be sold out by the time they get in.
But even your new deal, because you sold out of the super low, it's still, what, 90-something dollars lower in the market?
Yeah, it's all discounted based upon what I bought in the past. So right now, this is a good time to be buying. And, you know, I don't know what you need. I mean, the market is saying, get into gold. The dollar is falling.
Look at Reuters. IMF head eyes global currency change. I mean, that is Reuters today. I'll give the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, I mean, gold, ladies and gentlemen. Get involved in it now, 800-686-2237. Ted, can you hold this deal till midnight again?
Yes, I will hold this deal until midnight. But I really want to encourage people to get in and get involved with this because the market's running away from them.
800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. We ought to pull up some video clips from a couple of years ago when gold's like 500 bucks an ounce. And I'm like, get in. I think it's only going to go up. I mean, to really show people, to illustrate what's happening. 800-686-2237. They are openly announcing they're gutting the dollar. I mean, and ladies and gentlemen, there's no other investment out there that's quadrupled. It's now quadrupled from 260 up to over 1,140 right now. I mean, what else is doing that? 800-686-2237. Ted, you got to feel good being able to offer deals that no one else can even come close to.
Well, what's really great is when my customers need to sell back to me and I'm giving them this $400 increase in their portfolio. It's just, you know, it really feels good to know that I'm helping people.
So you are, some people are selling their gold back to you that bought it at 500 bucks an ounce?
Some people die. I had a guy come in, one guy picked up over $1 million worth of gold from us down there when gold was at about 400. His brother came in who got the inheritance. He was laid off. He was able to sell about $150,000 worth of gold, four times higher than the customer had bought it. That's just one example.
And you got to understand, Ted Anderson has literally tiny markups. He's making just tiny slivers on this, and he's buying low, selling when it's high at a lower price. It's simple math here. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. I wish you would have listened to me 5 years ago, but hey, listen now. 800-686-2237. Ted, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
And the key here is tell them it's an Alex Jones special. You'll be paying more, and it's still a great price. 800-686-2237 or MidasResources.com, GCNLive.com, InfoWars.com. You can link through there. Great job, crew. Retransmission starts now. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.